This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
As we begin a general discussion about the sugya in Yevamos Daf Ches, a small overview about the whole heter to do yivam with the sister-in-law and Eishes Ach is in place, in order to properly understand the issues at hand. Firstly, we began back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis by pointing out that even though there's a mitzvah of yivam when a brother dies without children to be miyavim his wife, however, if she is an erva, we learn out from the pasuk of Aleho, leisuka likach litzra Aleho, that you don't do yivam with an erva. And the Gemara discusses at great length for the last few blot, why do we need a pasuk of Aleho? Typically, because Eina say Deichel Eise say Sheyesh Bekaris, that although we know there is a familiar concept that Eise is Deichel Eise say, albeit that we've been discussing it for the last few blot, the fact of the matter is that an Eise is Deichel Eise say, but not El Eise say Sheyesh Bekaris. A prohibition that has Karis as its punishment is not pushed aside by virtue of an Eise. And therefore, if Eina say Deichel Eise say Sheyesh Bekaris, why do we need a pasuk of Aleho to tell me that there is no yivam on an erva? That has been the discussion of the Gemara, and it's referred to by the Rishonim as the Shmaita de Aleho, the sugya of Aleho. Why we need the pasuk of Aleho? And the Gemara suggested that maybe we can learn out of Eishes Ach that just like Eishes Ach, a sister-in-law, which is also an erva, has been permitted in the place of yivam, so to all arayas. And the Gemara explains, because of Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri, since the Isser of Eishes Ach has been permitted, so too the whole Isser of all mother and daughter and other Arayas shall be permitted as well. And the Gemara here on the top of the Amud says that would be all good if first Reuven married Leah and then Shimon married Rachel, so the Isser of Eishes Ach came before the Isser of Achos Isha and Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri. However, if perhaps the Shimon married Rachel before Reuben married Leah, and then Reuben died without children, where the Achais Isha came first, perhaps Hayel the Ishtri Ishtri wouldn't apply. I think Mar actually says that perhaps you still need it for the case where Hayel the Ishtri does apply, that's why we needed Aleha. I think Mar says another teretz, that we need it for the Ekish of Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina says, Kala Shayasim, Kala Te'evis, Te'eleh, and we learn out that all the Arayas are Huk Shazel Azeh. That just like the Arayas, the Isser of Eishes Ach, is Mutar B'Makim Yivim, so too all Arayas are Mutar B'Makim Yivim. And that's why we need Aleho. So then Rav Acham Yidifti asked Ravina, if that's the case, so basically we have a Hekish to tell you that all Arayas are Mutar from Rabbi Yoina, just like Eishes Ach, and then we have another Pasuk of Aleho to tell you that Achos Isha, which is an Erva, is forbidden to do Yivim. So how do we decide to say that everybody else should be like Achos Isha? Why don't we say that everything should be like Eishes Ach? So Gemara says two terutzim, either that Lekula Lechumra Lechumra Makshinon, when you have a choice of two Akeshim, one leans you to be more stringent and one leads you to be more lenient, you go with the more stringent option. Or Zoch the Gemara, Hachatre Yisuri, Hachachode Yisura. There, by Achos Isha, there's two Yisurim. There's the Yisur of Eishes Ach and the Yisur of Achos Isha. However, the other case is only Eishes Ach, and you can't compare, and therefore we rather go with Aleho, just like Imai and Bitai and all other Arayas, besides for their own specific Erva, they're also an Eishes Ach in any scenario of Yibam, obviously, because Yibam is always with the sister-in-law. So therefore, when it's two Isurim, it makes more sense to compare them to each other, rather than compare them to the sole Eishes Ach alone. If we delve a little more into this Gemara, the Gemara brought the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina that all Arayas are similar. The original point of Rabbi Yoina and his accomplishment was that in order to commit the prohibition of Arayas, one need not have full Maisa Bia, but even Hara is chayev by Arayas like Gemara Bia. As the Gemara says in the beginning of the sixth parak, based on the Hekesh of the Rabbi Yoina, that Hushvu kol Arayas del azeh to be mechuyev on Hara like on Gemara Bia. Interestingly enough, Hara is gematria Gemara Bia. Anyway, a rather simple rule that can easily be applied to all Arayas has been derived from Akesha de Rabbi Yoina, that just like Haroz ki Gemar Bia by one Erva, so too by all the other Arayas. However, our Gemara seems to stretch the effect of Rabbi Yoina's Hekish to a much broader level by saying that just like Yivam is permitted to an Eishes Ach, so too it shall be a free pass to all Arayas. L'chari, this is not so simple. Because ordinarily we would have not assumed that the fact that Yivam is a mitzvah to marry the Eish HaSach is necessarily a leniency in the prohibition of Eish HaSach, rather some sort of Chiddush HaTorah that there is a mitzvah of Yivam despite the standard Isra of Eish HaSach, as can be seen, for example, by the Yoitzer to Parshas Parah, that discusses many Asurim that were permitted in certain scenarios, like Klayim, which is always forbidden, however it's Mutter B'mokim Tzitzis, and Eishes Ish, that's always prohibited, is permitted by Yifas Toyer. So too, it says over there that the Isra Eishes Ach is permitted when a brother does Yibum. And there are many other sources to this idea, for example, the Mechilta and Parshas Yisroi, about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol said Zohar V'Shomar in one breath, and that likewise he said Eishes Ach and Yibum. Therefore, it doesn't seem like something related to the Isra of Arayis, of Eish HaSach, that should so easily be derived and learned with Rabbi Yehuda's Hekesh to all the other Arayas. Not only that, but if we continue in the Gemara here on Daf Ches, the Gemara continues to say that Rava maintains that the original problem is actually correct, and that generally you don't need a Pasuk for Arayas, only for the Tzara. We don't need Ever Gufa Leitzrich HaKro, Ki Yitzrich HaKro LeMeitzah Tzara. You don't need a Pasuk for Arayas. And Taisis actually questions in the end of the Ramascha Rava if Rava this possibly disagrees with Rabbi Yoina. So Taisis says, no, Rava doesn't disagree with Rabbi Yoina. He just told that Rabbi Yoina's hekesh to compare all the arayas was only with regard of Isura to prohibition and not Lehetera, not to be Mater. But even Taisis doesn't differentiate along the lines of what we've been saying, that it's not a din in the erva of Eish HaSach at all. Perhaps we can understand this a little better by looking back at Tosis on Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom, where the Gemara says that although Asay is Deicha Loisa Say, however we have no source to tell us that Asay should be Deicha a Loisa Say Sheyesh Bekaris. A prohibition that has a punishment of Karis is more stringent, and there we have no source to tell us that an Asay would be Deicha that as well. So Tosis asks the obvious question, why don't we learn it out from here itself? We see that although Eish HaSach, a sister-in-law, is prohibited by punishment of Karis, and nevertheless, the Asay of Yibam is Deichet. Let us derive from there that Asay is always Deichet, Elois Asayish Bekaris as well. And Taisus discusses that, don't tell me that that's what the Gemara meant here earlier when the Gemara says that we should learn it out. And the Gemara says, HaKatrei Yisuri, HaKachad Yisuri, on the Zayin Amud Beis, because we never find that there shall be a difference between Asay Deichet Elois Asay and Asay being Deichet Tulavin. And that is obviously Taisus' opinion in Nozer and other places, that when Asay is Deichet Elois Asay, it can be Deichet two Averis as well as one. Other Rishonim actually argue, and it would be interesting to discuss and understand well exactly what the Machlokes is, whether there's a difference between Asebi Deicha being Deicha one lav and two lavin. But more importantly, the Karen Ayra on that Taisus wonders, how could Taisus ask that we should learn out that Asei is Deicha Leisus Eishiesh Bekaris from Yibam, why the Isra Eishesach is Hutra? It's not that it's Asei being Deicha the Leisus Eishesach Sheish Bekaris, it's Hutra. The Isra Eishesach is completely Mutter the Mokim Yibam. The Macheshes as well, also in Chelik Beis Siman Tazayin, wonders this about Taisus, that what's Taisus Kasha that we should learn out? Asei Deicha Leisus Eishesach from Yibam, Yibam is Hutra, it's not Tchuya. In other words, it's completely Mutter, and it's not like a prohibition that has been pushed aside, nidche for Yibum, the whole Isra of Eish HaSach is Hutra. This opinion that they're assuming in their question has fundamental basis in the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Not only that, but it's fascinating if you take note of the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim where all the Arayas are mentioned, or is it Achrimois, the Torah says, Isha Sha Yishkav es Eish HaSachiv Nidahi. That a sister-in-law, the Torah says, Nidahi. Zakti Gemara, Ma Nida Yesh Laheter, Af Eish HaSach, Yesh Laheter. When is that? V'mokim Yivam. In fact, the Chedushi Aramban over there, on Yivamas Nundalat Amar Aleph, says that a Isha that has no children is Bechlal not included at all in the Isser of Eish HaSach. The whole prohibition, the Erva of Eish HaSach, is only when she has children. When she has no children, there's no Isser. Not that it's an Isser that becomes Mutter or Nidcheh B'mokim Yibum, but the whole prohibition of Eish HaSach is only like Nida. It's temporary. And with the passing of her husband, as long as she has no children, it expires completely. Then, obviously, Taisus would not have a question to learn how to say Deicha Leisus Asay Sheyesh Bekaris from Eish HaSach, because over there it's Hutra, it's not Tchuya. If we would follow that logic, then obviously it would be quite simple to understand what we've been saying before, that you can learn out of Akesha the Rabbi Yoina, that all arayas are mutar b'mokim yibam. Because basically what we would be doing is, we would say the Isser Veshas Ach has been said together with an asterisk of Nidahi, that it's only Shalei b'mokim yibam, but when yibam applies, it expires. And although obviously one can argue, as the Maskana Sagamara will be, that that's something that only specifically pertains to Eishes Ach, but at least there would have been a Mokum to say that you can make a Hekish in that regard as well. That all Arayis are the same thing, they expire, they're neither he, they're only Oster B'chaye Bailo, but if her husband dies without children, all Arayis would be permitted, B'mokum Yivim. The question, however, is that if you go with that logic, then what does the Gemara mean? Hocha Trei Yisuri, Hocha Chadi Surah. L'chari, there's no Trei Yisuri anymore. Because even though the Yisra of Achois Isha and all other Arayas perhaps are on their own, aside from the fact that we have this discussion of Rabbi Yoina, but l'chari, the Yisra Eshesach definitely is not part of the equation, because that's Hutra completely. And the same vein, we also have to discuss why Tosis didn't hold of this Teretz of the Karanaira and the Macheshes. And although we said it might be much more like that in the Ramban, Tosis is definitely not of that opinion. The reason can be understood with the fact that the Gemara in the Yoreh Medveh says that there's a Chiv Karis on the Eishes Ach after Chalitza. And so is Mashma and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph also. That afterwards, once she's Chayz of Anessa, she will no longer be permitted. And not only that, but there will actually be prohibition of Karis on a sister-in-law, as long as the Yivam was not taken and done right away. So we see that Eishes Ach doesn't expire completely. It's not completely mutter. Rather, it leads Tosis to say, like he actually does in the end on the Avdala Maralov there, that the reason why Yibam is mutter is because of Mitzvah Sebekach. And hence you can't learn out to anywhere else. If you say that it's Mitzvah Sebekach, then maybe we could understand that the Gemara says, Ach Trei Yisuri, Ach Chadi Yisuri. Because there still is an Isser. So even though there is a heter of Yibam for Eishes Ach, but it's not the pshat that there's no Isser Eishes Ach. There's still Isser Eishes Ach, just it has a heter of Yibam. All in all, these are very complex in Yonim, and there are quite a few tzadim in all these different details about the heter of Eishes Ach. Just quickly to mention them all, there's a tzad that it's hutra, that it's completely mutter, there's a tzad that it's tchuya, similar to Esei Deichel Eisasei, and there's actually another tzad that Rav Aaron discusses without going into it at great length, that the Isser Eishes Ach actually does expire with the death, like we mentioned from the Ramban on Daf Nun Dalet. However, there is actually a chiddush that can be derived from the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that the mitzvah of Yibam is precisely to go ahead and take that prohibited Eishes Ach. And that Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis really seems to say that, and perhaps the mitzvah of Yibam and the Zika brings that Isser Eishes Ach back in order to be able to fully be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibam. And that perhaps is the reason why, even if you hold Hutra, there still seems to be an Isser Eishes Ach and Trei Yisuri. Because even later Ramban and Siyate that hold that the Isser Eishes Ach is Hutra, but it still comes back in order for the mitzvah of Yibam. And Rav Meir Simcha and Rav Moshe Feinstein as well also go with this opinion that the mitzvah is dafka to be Meyabim, the forbidden Eishes Ach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.